Bava Metzia, chapter 2, Mishnah Aleph, Elu Metzias. This is the chapter we Be'ezrat Hashem will learn in Gemara. And in order to facilitate a better year and a more successful learning, the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Schwalbe, suggested that we should learn in the summer holiday these Mishnahs. So I do hope, Be'ezrat Hashem, that these recordings will help you to learn Torah over the summer and be ready for the Gemara Shir when we're back in school. The Mishnah says, Elu Metzias Shaloi. We have a mitzvah in the Torah that if someone loses, if you see a lost item, you have to return it. You cannot keep it. Finders keepers, losers weepers is not part of a Jewish approach to living. And here the Mishnah tells us which items that are found may be kept and which have to be announced so that the owners can come and claim them. Elu Metzias Shaloi, these are the items that if you find them belong to you. The Elu Chayev Lahachris, and these items must be announced. Matzah Peres Mefuzarin, the person found scattered fruit, ma'os mefuzoros, or scattered money, kurichos bishus harabim, small sheaves in the bundles of grain, let's say, in a public place, v'igule devela, pressed figs, a cake made out of figs, round figs, a cake shape of figs pressed together, or you found nachtoim. So kikarish al nachto, or loaves of bread baked by a baker. So it's mass manufactured, and one loaf of bread is identical to another loaf of bread. Machrozo shal dagim, or you find strings of fish. So fish were all stringed together. Vechatichos basa, or pieces of meat. Begizei tsamer, and pieces of wool, shearings of wool. Habos mimidinoson, that are come from that particular location. So again, indistinguishable from any other bits of wool. Va'anitze pishtan, stalks of flax, or l'shoina shal argamon, stripes of purple wool. Hari elu shalo, these belong to him. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So all these items in this first Mishnah are indistinguishable from one another, and you would have absolutely no way of being able to prove that these items are yours as opposed to somebody else's. Scattered coins, they weren't stacked up, they weren't put there for safekeeping. Clearly someone had dropped them. You can't distinguish one 10p piece from another or one 20-pound note from another. Obviously, if someone had perhaps drawn all over the 20-pound note and it was a different colour, and you'd be able to identify it. But here we're talking about items that are indistinguishable and therefore cannot be identified and consequently cannot be claimed by someone who says he is the owner. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol sheyesh bo shinoi. If anything has a slight difference about it, in which case you could then identify it, chayev lahachris. Okay, so what would be an example based on the Mishnah? Matzah igul uvasocha cheres. Found a fig cake with a piece of pottery in it, kikar v'socha ma'os, or a loaf of bread with coins hidden inside the loaf. That would be an example that it's unusual. You'd cut the bread open, the guy says, it's my piece of bread, there are coins inside. How would anyone think to do that? Clearly, that would be a way of proving that you own the item. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar teaches us, kol klei en poria eno chayev l'hachris. New merchandise does not have to be proclaimed because you don't know it. You haven't had a chance to look at it, to be able to get to be familiar with the item. In this case, you don't have to announce them. There is an interesting halacha here that a Talmid Chacham has a status above the average person in society. He has something that's called Tevias Ayin. He has the ability to say, or we trust him to say, this item is mine, perhaps because he studied so hard, he's more diligent and more perceptive about objects and about matters in general. His studies would bring him to a greater level of diligence, and consequently, if he claims an item is his, he is trusted and we accept what he says. This is the end of Mishnah 1.